favourite ever writers, authors, Cormac McCarthy, said something like, if it's not about life or death, it's not interesting. And for me, my favourite poetry or comedy or any of that sort of stuff, it always seems to carry the same kind of message, that you're going to die one day and that's fine. So weirdly, the last few little videos that I've been making have been, about just like, stupid fucking life full of sadness and bullshit, but we're going to be fine. Because we're fucked anyway. And I guess that's a little thing that I wrote to myself a few years ago, and it's what I called my new book. But I've been wanting to, ever since I wrote that little line a couple of years ago, I've been thinking that's just the tip of the iceberg. I want to explore that area at some point. I'm just not sure how, or I've tried forcing it over the last few years, and nothing ever happened or came, and it's only recently. So it's like I planted the seed for myself 2 years ago. And for 2 years, I thought, I want to write more about this, but I don't know where to start. And all of a sudden, it's just been pouring out. And it feels like, this is the shit. This is the stuff that I've been wanting to write about. That life can be bullshit, or all respect to life, can be beautiful and full of sunsets and vast oceans standing on clifftops. But yeah, the relief that I've experienced when I've seen, read, heard movies, poetry, art that's about fucking life. What a load of shit! Thank God we're out of here at some point. For me, like it doesn't disrespect life, but it adds more to life by almost like a radical letting go. It's like fuck it, it's all right, and then you're able to enjoy life even more because of that. And it's not something that's really talked about in Western culture. We kind of bury it, and we talk about just being eternally positive and upbeat and stuff. But when you let go of the idea of you don't have to be here, I want to be here. Like it actually makes me want to be here more when I let go and go, I could just leave this place. Who gives a shit? And all of a sudden, I appreciate everything opens up. It's like everything's counterintuitive in this life for me, but people will take that quite literally. We live in a time where a whole generation is very literal about things. Like they add the word I literally did this, or he literally said that. Just adding the word literally to everything. There's no such thing as subtlety or metaphor or nuance or anything like that. So yeah, if I say something or if I write something that's and publish it or post it to an audience, most people will get what I'm on about, but there are some that will go, oh, that's negative, that's dark. And for me, I feel like it's the actual flip of exactly with the opposite of what I'm saying to be true. But yeah, it's all just come out recently. All of a sudden, the shit that I'd planted 2 years ago is starting to like grow some fruit. And normally, when I plant a seed or an idea, I go, I want to write more about that. It usually happens after a few months or even the next day, or often the next day. Like I'll plant the seed the night before and it comes out the next morning. But this seed I planted 2 years ago, and it's been the longest, weirdest gestation, however you say that word, for this stuff to finally arrive and finally come out the other end. And maybe it's because I'm getting closer to 50, I don't know. I'm glad it turned up. I just thought maybe this seed planting caper that I always semi kind of relied on doesn't always work, but maybe life was waiting for me to gain a bit more experience, just even an extra 2 years to think about this, all this shit before it suddenly just started pouring out while I was in the country. I can't remember which philosopher said it. Maybe it was Camus. Maybe you can correct me in the comments on this podcast. But it was something like the greatest philosophical question we can contemplate is to whether or not to kill ourselves or not, in a philosophical kind of way. And for me, of course I'm not going to, but it intrigues the shit out of me so much. I've wanted to explore it without getting spanked by the social media algorithms, and because I feel like it needs to be talked about. Well, for me it does, maybe for no one else, but you can't talk about it. Like, I did get spanked by one of the social medias for humorously saying there was an old man who wrote a suicide note his entire life before dying of old age. And I think I got banned for a couple of days. So I don't know how the algorithms work, but there are some subjects that are off. You cannot actually talk about them. So I guess it's taken me 2 years to work out how to talk about these things in almost a Trojan horse kind of way, without getting alerts or people going, oh, what's this guy up to? What's going on? And I feel like for the moment, yes, putting this on Spotify or podcasts, I can almost talk about it, I think, without alerting the other social media police. But yeah, I feel like death and life are weirdly beautiful things, and death is as equally as beautiful as life is. And to acknowledge death is to acknowledge how incredible and beautiful life is. So I'm going to make more videos about it over the coming months and see what else I can dredge up. I'll push it for a bit until I just go, I'm just out of ideas. But yeah, I'm glad that all of a sudden they've arrived after 2 years since I planted that seed. And yeah, I was wondering if it was ever going to turn up. And I thought, maybe this is just never will. I don't have the right words to say it or talk about these things. But yeah, I'm thankful. It's like, finally, because I was sick of writing about work stuff. I was sick of writing about all my other shit. And this is a topic that's stuck in my head and for a long time. And it feels like such a relief when other people have talked about it and it's done well. It just gives me the biggest sigh of relief in the world. I feel like a human again. I feel like there's some kind of pressure's been released. And I feel invincible. I feel mortal, but I also feel invincible. Well, the old heart does. But yeah, over the coming months, as I write more about it, post a few little videos online, sure there'll be some that are a bit shit, but I'm hoping that I come up with a small handful, that I grasp something that a little bit beyond me. That's the seed that I'm planting right now, that I can grasp something that I wasn't expecting from this. That would be really sweet. But yeah, it all started with a line, 2 years ago, but more recently, I kept saying to myself, I don't have to do any of this. The line was, I don't have to, or you don't have to. And for me, that just felt like a relief just to say it. I don't have to. Like a petulant child. But it made me, but it also had something beyond just petulance of a child. It had almost like an old man wisdom to it as well. And I was trying to tap that old man wisdom, not the petulant child version of I don't have to or you don't have to. And there was something in it. And that was when I'd added a few more lines to it, a few more words, a few more thoughts. And that little video is up to nearly 700,000 views or some shit on Instagram. But yeah, I've recorded a few since that I like just as much, if not more, that are a little bit longer. And they came out one day after the other. Like, that was the first one, was a week ago. Then I wrote one yesterday that it got closer. Then another one today. And it's like, oh my God, it's just something dislodged, something gave way, and suddenly it's kind of writing itself. So yeah, I'll see where it goes. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this little podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening to it, on the little star review thing, I'd love it if you did. Cheers.